Amen. Thank you, Jesus, for your great love.
Amen. 感谢主耶稣为你的大爱，我们献上感谢。
We pray that as we come to your word, that you would speak again of your great love to us.
我们求当我们来到你的话语面前，你将你的律法再次向我们显明。
And like a married couple strengthened by that love, may we be strengthened in our faith.
就像对夫妻被爱所坚固，我们也被你对我们的爱所坚固。
And our love and obedience towards you.
我们对你的爱和顺服。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
I realize when there's not someone else leading worship for me, I don't have a chance to take a break and drink my water.
我现在才知道，当没有人在我前面领事的时候，我需要现在来稍微休整一下，喝一口水。
As we think upon our lives, especially as Chinese brothers and sisters, we ask the question, are we successful?
当我们作为华人的弟兄姊妹，当我们思想我们的人生的时候，我们经常会碰到这样的问题啊，什么样的人生才是成功的？
But how do we define success?
但是我们如何定义成功呢？
What makes us successful or not?
什么使我们成功或者不成功？
In high school and college, I was part of an orchestra that got to travel during the summers.
在我高中和大学时期我参加了一个巡演世界各地的一个乐团。
And one of the places that we got to travel was we had to stay with a host family.
到某一个地方有一次我们到某一个地方，我们所住宿的就是在招待我们的那个家庭里面。
And this host family was Chinese.
这个招待我们的家庭就是是华人。
And so as we met the family and got to talk, the head of the family, the father, had some questions for me.
当我们进了这个家庭，我们有了一些谈话。这个家庭的主人是一个父亲就开始问我们问题。
To get to know me.
是要了解我们。
But he didn't ask anything about music.
但他没有问我们关于任何音乐的问题。
He asked, "How much does your father make?"
他问我们你的父亲年挣多少钱
？What's his job?
他是做什么的
？Where do you live?
你住哪儿
？What is he trying to find out?
他到底想知道什么呢
？He's trying to find out about me from my background, how much my parents made.
他试图通过我父亲一年赚多少钱了解我的背景。
This is one of the big ways that we determine whether we are successful or not.
这是一种我们通过我们知道如何别人是如何成功去了解别人的一种方式。
Do I have a good job?
我是不是有个好工作？
Do I have a lot of money in the bank account?
我的银行里存款是不是很多
？Do I have a lot of jewelry stored up？
我是不是有很多珠宝
？Do I have a nice apartment or a nice house？
我是不是住在一个很好的公寓里或者房子里
？Do I own a car？
我是不是有一辆车
？How well off are my kids？
我的小孩是不是生活得很好？
What college or university did I go to?
我的大学是读的哪一间大学？
These are all things that we use to describe whether we are successful or not.
这些都是我们通常用来看人是否成功的一些事情。
But there's a problem with defining success in this way.
但是如此定义成功是有问题的。
If we talk with someone who doesn't make as much, we may feel very successful.
当我们和一个人谈话，发现他并没有 挣我们一样多的钱啊，我们就觉得他没有那么成功。
Or if we speak with parents and their kids are just crazy, we may feel that, oh, our kids are so well behaved, I must be successful.
当我们和一些父母谈话，他们的小孩简直是无法无天的话啊，和我们的小孩比起来，那我们就觉得我们会比他成功一些。
But then if we speak to someone else who makes more than we do,
但如果当我们碰到一些人挣的钱比我们多，
or if we meet an old classmate from school and their kids are so well behaved and went to the best Ivy League schools,
当我们碰到一些老的同学，他们自己的小孩学习很好，都进了常春藤大学的时候，
suddenly we don't feel as successful.
突然之间我们就觉得没有那么成功了。
So defining success in this way is relative to who we're talking with.
所以从这样的方式定义成功是要看我们是跟谁在比较，跟谁在说话。
Even if our circumstances might change, we might feel successful one day and not successful another day.
当我们的境遇在变化的时候，我们会有一天一会儿会感到成功，但是有些时候又感觉不那么成功。
But there's another definition of success.
但是这里有另外一个对成功的定义。
And that is fulfilling your purpose.
那就是完成你的人生的目的或者意义。
Now, of course, we don't usually use this definition for people.
当然我们通常不用这个定义用在人身上。
We use this definition of, say, plans that we make.
我们通常会用在计划上面我们所制定的计划。
So our vacation was a success if we managed to get rest and relaxation.
比如说我们的度假是成功的，如果我们能够在假期当中能够得到休息和娱乐。
Our home renovation project was a success if it's done well and it looks nice.
如果我们家里的装修是成功的，如果所有的东西都做得很好。
The mechanic is a success when he repairs your car properly.
这个机修工是成功的，如果他把你的车子全都修好了。
And this definition of success does not depend on the circumstances.
这个定义成功的定义并不跟你的境遇有关。
It only depends on if you have fulfilled your purpose.
这只和你是否完成你的目的有关，目标有关。
So taking those two definitions of success, we're going to look at God's word.
所以我们从这两个成功的定义，我们来看神的话怎么讲。
And we want to look at God's people in the Old Testament.
我们要从旧约神的百姓来看。
And we want to ask that same question. Were they successful?
我们也要问同样的一组问题。他们是成功的吗？
Now, my own quiet times and devotion, I've been going through the stories of Solomon.
在我自己灵修的时候我读到了关于所罗门的故事。
And the amount of riches that he brought into Israel was staggering.
他给以色列所带来的财富是令人炫目的。
And so definitely, when you look at Solomon, if you look at Israel from a worldly point of view, they were very successful.
当你从属世的角度来看所罗门国王和以色列，他们自然是成功的。
They had wealth.
他们有财富。
They had power.
他们有权力。
Other nations thought well of them.
其他的各国都和他们交往很好。
Yet,
然而
God said,
神却说
You are a failure.
你是失败的。
So let's look, today's passage is in Isaiah chapter 43, starting in verse 8.
所以我们今天来看以赛亚书第43章从第八节开始看。
Lead out those who have eyes but are blind, who have ears but are deaf.
你要将有眼而瞎、有耳而聋的民都带出来。
All the nations gather together and the peoples assemble, which of them foretold this and proclaimed to us the former things? Let them bring in their witnesses to prove they were right, so that others may hear and say it is true.
任凭万国聚集，任凭众民会合，其中谁能将此声明，并将先前的事说给我们听呢？他们可以带出见证来，自显为是，或者他们听见便说这是真的。
Isaiah paints a picture of a courtroom.
以赛亚在这里给了我们一幅法庭的图像。
There's a trial going on.
在这里有一个审判。
And in these first verses, the witnesses are being brought in.
在我们读到的第一节里面证人被传唤出来。
The court remembers.
这个法庭里的成员。
What is the heart of this trial?
这个审判的中心是什么？
In verse 9, it says, which one of them foretold this and proclaimed to us the former things?
在第九节里面他说到，其中谁能将此事声明，并将先前的事说给我们听呢？
The background in Isaiah is God has foretold he is going to do a miraculous thing and he's going to save Israel.
以赛亚书的背景是神要独行其事把以色列把神的百姓拯救出来。
And yet there is this conflict with idols and idolatry.
但是这在这个其中却和偶像有冲突。
So God is bringing a trial together to settle this matter once and for all.
所以神就设立了这样一个审判把所有的事都说定。
He brings forth that he has predicted, he has established that he was going to save Israel from a long time ago.
他要向万人说明他是准备把以色列民拯救出来在万世以前就有这个计划。
And he told Israel a long time before it actually happened.
他在这个事情发生很久以前他就把这个事情跟以色列民说清楚了。
And so the trial is gathering the nations together and saying to them, bring forth your evidence. Tell me what other gods have done something like I have done.
所以这个审判的目的就是要把万国都聚集起来，让万民都看到，除了这位神，还有其他谁能做成了这件事情。
What other gods can save?
其他哪个神能够拯救？
Not only that, what other gods can tell you before it happens that it's going to come?
其他还有哪一个神能够在这个事情将要成就之前就会告诉你这是将要发生的事情。
So he tells the nations, bring in your witnesses.
所以他告诉万国把你的见证人传唤出来。
Show me the evidence that these idols have saved and have told you about the things that are going to happen.
把那些偶像曾经告诉过你这些事将要发生的证据显明出来。
Let us determine in this trial,Who is God and who is not?
让我们在这个审判当中决定谁是真的神而谁却不是。
So the nations and Israel are gathered together in this trial.
所以万国跟以色列众民都在这个审判当中聚集在一起。
The next verse, verse 10.
第十节。
You are my witnesses.declares the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, so that you may know and believe me and understand that I am he. Before me no God was formed, nor will there be one after me.
耶和华说，你们是我的见证，我所拣选的仆人，既是这样，便可以知道，且信服我，又明白我，就是耶和华，在我以前没有真神，在我以后 也必没有。
He's called the nations to witness to the power of idols, and God has called his own witnesses.
在叫万国为他们的偶像做见证的时候，神他自己也传唤了他自己的见证人。
And his witnesses are his people, Israel.
他的见证人就是他的百姓以色列民。
You are my witnesses.
你就是我的见证人。
This speaks to a purpose behind Israel.
他是说了关于以色列民背后的一个意义和目的。
That God has chosen Israel as his people not because he was lonely, but because he wanted a witness.
神拣选以色列民并不是他孤单，而是他要他们为他做见证。
And so he says in verse 10 what he has expected them to do.
所以他在第十节里就告诉他们他所期望他们做些什么。
In the middle of verse it says, so that you may know and believe me and understand that I am he.
他说你即使这样便可以知道又明白我就是耶和华。
So there are three things in that explanation of what their purpose was to be.
所以在这里对他们的目的有三个这样的解释。
The first is that you may know.
第一个就是说你可以知道。
God chose Israel so that they may know him.
神拣选以色列人是让他们可以知道。
So that they may know his power.
可以知道他的大能。
They may know his ability.
可以知道他的能力。
They may know his character.
可以知道他的性情。
In fact, one of the most important prayers that Jewish people pray is called the Shema Israel.
所以以色列人一个他们每天当中最重要的一个祷告就是一个叫 Shema 的祷告。
And many Jews pray this in the morning and in the evening and then also before they go to bed.
很多犹太人在他们每天当中早晚和睡觉之前都要做这个祷告。
And this is taken from Deuteronomy chapter 6.
这是从生命记第六章里面出来的这一句话。
Which says, Hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God, the Lord is one.
以色列啊，你要听耶和华，我们神是独一的主。
This, the Jewish teachers believe is the center of Jewish prayer life.
这个对以色列的教师来讲，这对以色列民，对犹太人，是他们每个人生活的一个中心。
What does this prayer say?
这个祷告是在说什么呢？
This prayer speaks to who God is.
这个祷告是在讲神是谁。
Hear Israel, the Lord is God.
对以色列人来说，他们的主就是他们的神。
And he's one.
他是独一的。
He's alone.
他是没有别的人可以比拟的。
Yeah, there's no other gods but him and him alone.
没有其他的人，他就是那一位神。
And that he is their Lord.
他是他们的主。
He is their personal God that has a relationship with them.
这是和他们个人能够建立关系的一位神。
And so as Israel walks with God, they are supposed to see what God does and know God.
当以色列民和神同行的时候，他们应当看到神在他们当中的作为。
They're supposed to witness what God does in the Exodus, bring them out of Egypt.
他们在出埃及记的时候看到了神把他们领出埃及当中所行的大事。
See how God leads them to the promised land flowing with milk and honey.
他们看到神怎样把他们领到那个流奶与蜜的应许之地。
To see how God casts out all the other nations that are stronger than Israel.
看到神如何在他们面前把他们那些比他们强壮的 各族都赶出去。
They are to know God.
他们是要去知道，去认识这位神。
The second thing God says their purpose is to believe.
第二件事情，神对他们说是要信服他。
They see all the amazing things that God does, and so they are to put their faith in God.
他们当看到神所做的这些奇妙的事情，他们就要把信心放在神里面。
To trust in God.
啊，去信靠神。
We're not going to spend that much time on that. We'll come back into that a little bit.
啊，我们现在先不会说很多，我们下面会再回来讲。
The third thing.
第三件事情。
Is to witness.
是见证，做神的见证。
And this was the calling of the Jewish people all the way back in the time of Abraham.
这是对犹太人来对。犹太人来讲，这是从亚伯拉罕的时期就开始的一个呼召。
In Genesis chapter 12, when God is speaking to Abraham, he says, I'm going to bless you and I'm going to make you a blessing to the nations.
在创世纪十二章里面，耶和华对亚伯拉罕来说，我必叫你成为大国，我必赐福给你。
How is Israel supposed to be a blessing to the nations?
以色列如何能成为万族的这个祝福呢
？Maybe some Jewish people were thinking, well, God is going to bless us with so much, and we're going to, you know, give to people who are in need.
也许有些犹太人想，神可能会把很多的赐福都加给我们，我们可以把这些赐福再传给世上其他的万国。
But here in the context of Isaiah, what they have to give is different from material resources.
但是在以赛亚书这里的上下文，他们所要给出去的并不是物质上的东西。
What do they have?
他们有些什么呢？
What blessing do they have to share out to the nations?
他们所领受的祝福是怎样可以和万国来分享的呢？
It's the knowledge of God.
这是对神的认识。
That they're supposed to be blessed by God, they're supposed to know God.
他们应该是被神祝福的，他们也应该是知道认识神的。
And then with that knowledge of God, they're to go to the nations and tell them about who God is.
有了那样对神的认识，他们可以到万国去向他们诉说什么才是真正的神。
That this God is the only God.
这位神是独一的神。
This God is the powerful God.
这位神是大能的神。
This is the God that loves.
这是那位爱我们的神。
This is the God that saves.
这是那位拯救的神。
So those three things are Israel's purpose.
所以那三件事情是以色列的意义和目的。
To know God, to believe God, and to witness to God.
来认识神，来信服神，来见证神。
This should be God's star key witness in this trial.
这就是神在这个审判当中最重要的、最明星式的证人。
But yet, when we get to verse 11, we see something different.
当我们读到第十一节的时候，我们看到了一个不一样的情形。
Verse 11, God says, I, even I, am the Lord, and apart from me, there is no Savior.
十一节，唯有我是耶和华，除我以外，没有救主。
I have revealed and saved and proclaimed, I and not some foreign God among you. You are my witnesses, declares the Lord, that I am God.
我曾指示，我曾拯救，我曾说明，并且在你们中间没有别神，所以耶和华说，你们是我的见证，我也是神。
God has assembled all the nations together, and he has asked the witnesses to come forward.
神把万国都召聚在一起，也叫他的证人传唤出来。
But yet the only voice we hear is God's.
但是唯一我们听到的声音是来自神的。
We understand that the nations could bring no witness for their idols.
我们知道其他的万国 没有办法为他们的偶像啊啊偿还出证人来。
There's no evidence to bring.
啊，这没有证据。
No other god has done what God has done.
没有其他的神能做啊我们的神所做的事情。
And so as the other idolaters and nations of the world come together and try to piece together all the evidence they can for the existence and power of their gods, they have nothing.
当其他的万国试图为他们所崇拜的偶像来找寻找证据搜罗证据的时候，他们无能为力。
And the other gods themselves cannot bear witness because they can't speak. They don't exist.
当其他那些所谓的神想要做见证的时候，他们也无能为力，因为他们没有办法说话，他们也没有证据。
So, from the nation's standpoint, we're not surprised that no other witness has spoken up.
所以我们并不惊讶啊，这没有其他的证人会在这个审判当中说话。
Where is the voice of God's witness?
但是神的见证人的声音在哪里呢？
He's brought Israel in and he says, You are my witness.
他把以色列民传唤出来说，你是我的见证人。
You've seen everything I've done.
你看到了我所做的所有事情。
You've got to know me.
你也认识了我。
You know my love, you know my power.
你知道我的爱，你知道我的大能。
You know my righteousness.
你知道我的公义。
You know my faithfulness.
你知道我的信实。
But yet in this trial, Israel is disqualified from being a witness.
但是在这个审判当中，以色列民没有资格做神的见证人。
They have failed.
他们失败了。
The definition of success that ties it to a purpose has been lost.
这个跟目的跟和意义相关的这个成功的定义在这里失落了。
They may have riches.
他们也许有财富。
They may have many sons and daughters.
他们也许子孙满堂。
They may have the acclaim of all the nations.
他们也许有万国的称颂。
But God says, in terms of their purpose, they have failed.
但是神却说，就他们的意义和目的来讲，他们失败了。
Turn back to verse 8.
我们回到第八节。
It says, lead out those who have eyes but are blind, who have ears but are deaf.
你要将有眼而瞎、有耳而聋的民都带出来。
Now I said in the beginning, God is calling the nations and Israel together.
我们在开始的时候说，神把众万国和以色列民都传唤出来。
But nowhere here does it say Israel.
但是这里没有讲到以色列这个字。
Instead, he says blind and deaf.
而他却说又是瞎眼的和耳聋的。
And that is what God has called Israel.
这是神对以色列的称谓。
If you look back at Isaiah chapter 42 verse 18, this is another example of where God calls Israel deaf and blind.
如果你看以赛亚书第42章第18节，这也是神把他们当作这样的称谓来称呼，耳聋的、眼瞎的。
So here comes Israel to the trial.
所以以色列来到了这个审判当中。
And God calls his witness forward. You are my witness.
神传呼召他的见证人啊，你是我的见证人。
Speak to what you have seen.
啊，这样。讲出你所看到的。
Witness to what you have heard.
见证你所听到的。
But yet,
然而
they are blind and deaf.
他们是眼瞎的、耳聋的。
God has brought in a witness to what they've seen, but they're blind.
神 传话了他的见证人，但他的见证人却是眼瞎的。
They can't be God's witness.
他们做不了神的见证人。
Because even though they've seen everything God's done,
虽然他们看到了神所有的作为，
they've heard everything that God has said,
他们听到了神所有说过的话，
yet that second thing that God has required of them is missing.
但是神第二个要他们所做的事情却在这里缺失了。
They have not believed.
他们却没有相信。
That's why it says you have eyes but are blind.
所以这里说你们有眼却是瞎的。
You have ears but you're deaf.
有耳而聋的。
Not physical blindness.
并不是肉体上的眼瞎。
Not physical deafness.
并不是肉体上的耳聋。
But spiritually.
而是属灵上的。
Israel has seen all the wonderful things God has done, and yet they do not put their faith in God.
以色列看到了神所做的这些神迹奇事，但是他们并没有把信心放在里面。
And so when it comes to their purpose of being witnesses to the nations of who God is, they cannot do their job.
所以当他们要成为在万国面前为神所做的神迹奇事做见证的时候，他们并没有这个资格。
They are not a success, they are a failure.
他们并没有成功，他们失败了。
So verse 11 has God himself speaking.
所以十一节是神自己说话。
He's the only witness left that can speak.
他是唯一一个剩下还能说话的见证人。
So he gives his testimony.
所以他说出了他的见证。
I am the Lord, and apart from me, there is no Savior.
唯有我是耶和华，除我以外没有救主。
I have revealed and saved and proclaimed I and not some foreign God among you. You are my witnesses, declares the Lord, that I am God.
我曾指示，我曾拯救，我曾说明，并且在你们中间没有别神。所以耶和华说，你们是我的见证，我也是神。
God's key witness is disqualified, so God himself witnesses to his power and his majesty.
神的关键证人没有资格，所以神他自己要为他的能力和伟大做见证。
Verse 13, we have the verdict.
13节是我们的判决。
Because no other witnesses can be found.
既然没有其他的证人可以出来作证。
The witness in verse 13, The verdict in verse 13 is, Yes, and from ancient days I am he. No one can deliver out of my hand. When I act, who can reverse it?
十三节的判决就是，自从有日子以来，我就是神，谁也不能救人脱离我手。我要行事，谁能阻止呢？
From ancient days means from eternity past.
自从有日子以来的意思就是从亘古的之前。
From forever, God says, I have been God.
从亘古以来，从永恒以来，我就是神。
And after me, there is no gods.
在我之后也没有神。
That's a fancy way of saying, forever and ever, God has always been God and the only God.
也就是另外一种说法，就是从永远到永远，我是那位唯一的神，没有其他的神。
God is the only one who has a plan.
神是那位唯一一个有计划的那位神。
But though everything may seem chaotic, God says, I have a plan.
虽然一切的事情看上去都是那样混乱、杂乱无章，但是神却说：“我是有计划的。”
And God says, "If I have my plan on you,"
神说：“如果我在你身上有计划的话
，this plan is going to happen.
这个计划必要成就。
This is, in English, we call it a foolproof plan.
这在英文里面是我们。”把它说成一个绝对稳妥的计划。
Now, when we as people use that term foolproof plan, we're not 100% correct.
当我们把这个绝对稳妥的计划，就是说连傻瓜都能够做的计划，用在人生的身上的时候，我们并不是100%正确的。
We can make our plans very secure.
我们可以把我们做的计划啊做得相当稳妥可靠。
We can make our plans so simple, we know it's not going to mess up.
我们可以把我们的计划做得如此的简单，我们知道他们绝对不会出岔子。
But yet, our plans always have a chance of failing.
但是我们的所做的计划总归是有可能失败的。
Part of the verdict is God's plan never fails.
这个判决的说里面说的是神的计划从来不会失败。
And when God acts, no one can thwart him.
当神出手的时候，谁也没有办法阻挡他。
Now there's an interesting conflict in here.
在这里有一个比较有意思的矛盾冲突。
On one hand, we have the truth that God's plan does not fail.
在一方面，我们有这样的真理，我们知道神的计划从来不会失败。
But yet we've seen in this trial, God's plan to make Israel His witness seems to have failed.
但是我们又在这个审判当中看到，神要以色列民做他见证人的计划。看上去是失败的。
They have failed to be his witness.
他们没有做成神的见证人。
Because of the sinfulness in their hearts, they have refused to put their faith in God.
因为他们心里面的罪，他们没有把信心放在神的身上。
Has God's plan failed?
神的计划失败了吗？
Well, we know in the page in the New Testament it has not.
我们知道在新约里面神的计划并没有失败。
Because God's plan does not fail.
因为神的计划不会失败。
God will cause it to happen.
神会叫他的计划成就。
So those three things that Israel is responsible for.
所以这以色列人所要必须负责的三件事情。
They have seen.
他们看到了。
But yet, what prevents them from being a witness is their blindness and their deafness.
他们没有成为见证，是因为他们的眼瞎和耳聋。
And just as God has taken upon himself to speak as his own witness, God himself is going to remove.What is standing in the way of God's people being His witness?
当神自己决定成为他自己的见证人的时候，神也定义要把那些阻挡以色列民成为他见证人的东西去除掉。
All you need to know is the first verse of that hymn, "Amazing Grace," and you know the answer.
你要知道这样的道理，只要知道诗歌《惊人恩典》里面的第一句话
I was blind, but now I see.
我前盲今不摸索。
God is going to save Israel by curing them of their blindness and their deafness.
神要拯救以色列民是通过医治他们的眼瞎和耳聋。
We know he did this by sending his son Jesus Christ.
他做的这件事的方法就是差遣他的爱子耶稣基督
who has paid for the sin and the wrath upon us
为所有人的罪和神的愤怒他付上了代价
and so therefore we as God's people in the New Testament era we can now fulfill God's purpose for us
所以当在新约时代我们作为神的子民我们就要成为神对我们身上的目的和意义的成就。
God's plan has not failed.
神的计划并没有失败。
It's taking place right here in this room.
事实上在这个地方它正在发生。
Jesus said to his disciples, you're going to go before the magistrates, you're going to go before the authorities, and you are going to be my witnesses.
耶稣对他们的门徒说你要为我的缘故被送到这个诸侯君王面前在外邦人面前做见证。
And he told his disciples before he ascended back into heaven.
当他回到天上的时候之前他对他的门徒说
You're going to go to the ends of the world. You're going to go to all nations. And you are going to be my witnesses.
你们要在全地有耶路撒冷犹他全地和撒玛利亚到地极做我的见证。
Because we have seen what God has done. We know him.
因为我们看到了神所 做成的事情我们认识他
We believe in him
我们相信他
Because God has removed the sin in our lives by the sacrifice of Jesus Christ
因为神借着耶稣基督所献上的祭他把我们的罪除去了
And so therefore the fulfillment of God's plan for his people in being witnesses can be fulfilled
所以借着神在他的百姓当中所成就计划的成功我们能够成为他的见证人。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们
Isaiah 43 has everything to do with us.
所以以赛亚书第43章和我们大有关系。
We may not be in a courtroom.
我们也许不是在这个法庭里面
But we have the nations assembled.
但是我们是在万国的面前
It feels like in New York City we literally have the nations assembled around us.
特别是在纽约市我们确实是在万国的百姓面前
God says, I call to the stand my key witness.
然后神说我要把我的关键证人传唤出来。
Who's experienced the power of salvation through Jesus Christ?
因为这些证人经历了我拯救的大能，在借着耶稣基督经历了我拯救的大能。
Who have put their faith in Jesus Christ?
把信心放在耶稣基督里面。
And are willing to open their mouths to testify to who God is.
他们愿意开口。见证谁是那位神
This call stands before us, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们，这个呼召今天就在我们面前。
And when we stand before God at the judgment seat, God is not going to care how much is in our bank account.
当我们在神的审判面前的时候，神并不在意我们的银行里有多少存款。
The school that we go to is not going to factor into things.
我们读的哪一个大学跟在这件审判当中没有关系。
We can have all those things and God can still say you are a failure.
我们可以拥有这所有这一切，但神仍旧说我们是失败的。
Because when we come before him, God is going to look at our purpose.
所以当我们来到神面前的时候，神会看我们的意义和目的何在
Have you fulfilled your purpose?
你是否已经成就了你的意义和目的
Let us pray.
让我们一起祷告
Heavenly Father, we thank you for these hard words from Isaiah.
我们在天上的父，我们为着以赛亚书这些艰难的话语扎心的话语，我们献上感谢。
Lord, we're so influenced by the ways of this world that we think success is money or things or children.
我们如此被这个世界的方式所影响，我们认为成功所代成功代表的就是金钱，我们所拥有的和。我们的小孩
It's a good job, it's good grades in school.
或者是好的工作、啊、学校里好的成绩。
It's things that we can boast about.
是那些我们能够夸口的东西。
Lord, forgive us for putting our success there.
主啊，赦免我们，因为我们把我们的成功定义在这些事情上面。
We thank you, Lord, that you have called us with a purpose.
我们感谢你神，因为你呼召我们出来是为着一个意义，一个目的。
That we are called as part of your great plan.
我们被呼召出来是你这个计划里面的。
Father, help us to be your witnesses.
主啊，帮助我们成为你的见证人。
Help us to cling to that old, old story of Jesus and his love.
让我们能够紧紧地抓住这个古老的耶稣的爱的故事。
That it would be a story we would love to tell.
也是我们愿意喜欢、啊、讲述的这个故事。
That we would be a blessing to the nations because of the blessing that you've given us.
因着你给我们的祝福，我们也能把这个祝福在成为万国的祝福。
The blessing of knowing you.
啊，这个能够认识你的祝福。
And we pray in Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.